And on the line now, I have Nolan Riley, independent councillor in the Ballymun Finglas local election area. Good afternoon, Nolan.
Hiya, John. How are you? How you doing?
Listen, congratulations on your re-election.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Now, the last time I was talking to you, you were a bit concerned about the change in the local election area. It was Ballymun Finglas. And I think you were a bit concerned that the people in Finglas wouldn't know you, but it didn't happen that way.
I suppose any changes you have to be concerned about, because the situation that you got elected in the first instance has gone. And I suppose I'd worked very well with community in Santry and Whitehall over the last 5 years. So I was really disappointed, I suppose, not to be still representing them going forward. When they did announce the boundary changes, I obviously just tried to raise my profile in the Finglas area, and I would have obviously dealt with people there over the last 5 years as well. So I'm delighted it all worked out, and I'm looking forward to representing Finglas as much as I do Ballymun. There's quite a lot of work there involved in the area, and I suppose just trying to set out a stall for the next 5 years.
Yeah, and the issues will be more or less the same in Finglas as they would be in Ballymun, Beaumont, Whitehall, or would they be different?
I think they'd be quite, Ballymun and Finglas would be quite similar. They'd have quite similar demographics.
Yeah.
They would have a lot of young families. There would be quite a lot of, I suppose, council housing in the area as well. So, and sometimes that brings along additional workload, which would have been quite different to the Santry and Whitehall area. Now, obviously, there's bits of Glasnevin in that as well, and there's quite an older population in much of that part. So it's good. Look, it's different. I've learned a lot and a lot about the issues in Finglas from my full campaign in there in the last, I'd say, the last 6 months. So it's not that dissimilar now to Ballymun, but it's much bigger, I suppose, and that will bring in itself its own challenges, because obviously you want to represent all people equally, and I'm the only independent councillor in the area. So I suppose, that's important, and it's important that I suppose anyone that supports independence has a voice. But also, I'm lucky in many ways in that I don't, whatever issue comes up, I now don't have a political party head office telling me what to do. And that was something, I suppose, I was saying on the doorsteps, and I had that experience. But I was able to say, look, whatever the issue that comes up, I'll be able to vote on it based on its merits rather than party policy or someone from head office telling me that I needed to vote a particular way. And I think that resonated with a lot of people on the doors. So the election results were very kind of, I wouldn't have predicted them all in the Ballymun Finglas constituency. There's some surprise results there, but I think everyone that got elected is, I want to congratulate them as well, and I've no doubt that we will all work together for the best interest of the people in the area, and that's really important, because I suppose at council level in City Hall, it can be very political at times, and it's a lot of big political statements, and sometimes there's very little that gets done, whereas at your local level, really, that's where a lot of the work takes place, and that does involve people of all sorts of different political opinions working together for the best interests of people in the area.
Yeah. Now, looking ahead, talking about your knocking on doors and canvassing and stuff like that, and looking ahead at the work that has to be done, what were the bigger issues that you were being confronted with knocking on the doors?
Honestly, I suppose there was housing, people wanting housing and people not wanting housing. And that was quite a surprise to me, because obviously we're in the middle of a housing crisis at the moment. And there was a lot of people that just felt too much housing in the area.
Yeah.
And they don't want any more housing. An awful lot of people felt that, which is...
I suppose it's
not ideal when you're trying to solve a housing crisis. And I think people have a lot of fears about new houses being built on them. I think, look, we need to have an honest and open conversation about it. I think the council term will have, I suppose it will be a difficult conversation that we'll have, but if anyone that's canvassing is saying to you, look, you know, that it didn't come up, it certainly come up with me on a regular basis, and I've never voted against housing on the council, and it would take an awful lot for me to vote against housing on the council, because I also see the other side of it. Like, I think I've had 4 people on to me today already about housing. So you have to look at it from both point of views. And but it did, that kind of surprised me a little. That was, I know when you go to build housing, it is often very controversial, but it was a bit more than I thought it would be out there, which I think is possibly a reason that the government have not tried to address the housing crisis. But I suppose I just think we need to have some really mature conversations about it. We can't spend another 5 years or 10 years with thousands of families in hotels.
Yeah,
it's just it's not fair, and it's not right. And like, they're building housing right across the road from me at the moment, and I voted in favour of that because it was the right thing to do. And I'm going to have someone looking in my window now, but I'm in a new enough development. Well, it's 13 years, but at the time, some of the residents were telling me that they protest against that.
Yeah.
So, look, it's just, you know, I think there will be challenging times ahead, because I think we're at the stage where we probably are in a position where we will be doing more building. And I think that'll become quite controversial. Some of the other issues that were on the doorsteps were antisocial behaviour. Scramblers was a big issue, particularly in parts of Finglas. And that was, I suppose, I'd known it was a problem in Ballymun, but it seems to be a much bigger problem in the Finglas area. people are very frustrated. They can't let their children out on the roads. I've witnessed it with my own eyes while I was canvassing in the area. Again, that's something that does need to be addressed. But a lot of the issues that people were bringing up are issues that need to be addressed by the Dáil rather than the council, because the council has very limited powers. And when I got elected, I suppose 5 years ago, I didn't realise that. I thought we had much more power than we do. And like things like the scrambler bikes, that's where all the political parties in the Dáil just need to work together and stop trying to make politics out of the issue and just come to some sort of, I suppose, solution on the matter, because there will be more and more people getting injured, and more and more people will become very isolated, and children will be left inside, and all sorts of issues that are associated with it. So it does need to be addressed once and for all. And if that includes the possibility of looking at land that is specifically designated for scrambler bikes, I'm not necessarily sure I'm in favour of that, but I'm certainly willing to look at it. So that was another issue that came up. Obviously, we do have an issue with drug abuse in the area, and then kind of associated crime that comes along with that. So I think those are issues, I suppose, that 5 years ago people were talking to me about the water charges. I don't think that came up once on the doors with me.
Yeah.
The issues have moved on, and unfortunately some situations have got worse, like the housing crisis, and I suppose antisocial behaviour in areas has got worse. So it's challenging. It is challenging, and there's no magic wand that's going to fix these problems tomorrow with all the new councillors that are in. But I do hope that we are capable of, I suppose, working together and just trying to address as much of them as we can. Because I think like the last 5 years, there was a lot, like the water charges was a big issue, particularly for the last three, the first three of those 5 years. And there was a lot of campaign and a lot of discussion at council meetings was around water charges, and a lot of protests, and rightly so, like rightly so, absolutely. And that was great. That really engaged people. And I think that really engaged people to vote the last time. That wasn't there this time. I think the turnout was really low, particularly in working class areas, and that's really worrying. Really worrying. I was quite concerned on Friday night because the turnout in the Ballymun area was 30%, and
that's really low.
It is very low, and it's quite upsetting to think that only 30% of people in your area where you've worked hard for 5 years think, you know, that you aren't a vote to go out and vote. Now, I was lucky in that the vast majority of people that did vote actually did vote for me, and that I didn't know that on Friday night. That wasn't clear in my head. It was only when, I suppose, we were at the county centre that I realised that that's what had happened. But we do need to try and get across to people that their vote is really important. They do have a voice, and if maybe they weren't angry enough. There was definitely not the same anger on the doorsteps that there was 5 years ago. Definitely not.
Yeah, you mentioned there that the lack of power that councils have. Maybe would that be part of it, that people are saying, sure, councils, they haven't got the power, and so why bother voting? Or
yeah, I think it possibly is. I also think there's a lack of understanding of the. I suppose it's not clear to, like, it certainly wasn't clear to councillors getting elected what powers they had, and a lot of the new councillors will be surprised. But you can't really, you know, expect people, just normal people who wouldn't be involved in politics, to kind of know that. Like, I'd have a lot of people coming to me about, say, particular issues that do need a change in legislation, and obviously I'm not in the Dáil, I'm in the council, so there's nothing I can do on that other than lobby some of the TDs to implement changes. But because the Dáil has been quite it's kind of been a no man's land since the last general election, I think again that's somewhere where very little has happened. And whatever about the next, there needs to be, to me, a clear, outright winner, so legislation can be put forward and implemented. And some of the issues that are affecting Dublin City and wider afield can actually be addressed. But I think there's been a lot of talk in the last 5 years, but not really so much action.
Yeah.
And that needs to change.
I talk to a lot of councillors, as you know, Nolan, and I get the impression sometimes that there's a lot of frustration there, because a lot of time they can be overruled by managers and things like that. Do you find that?
Yes, because even a decision would come before you, and the first thing you'd be asking, is that an executive decision or is that a decision for councillors? Like, it can be, like, for example, some of the issues around incinerators in Dublin were executive decisions, but like a disposal of land is a decision for councillors, which is really important, and it will be really important when it comes to the context of, I suppose, building housing, and that's why it gets so controversial. Whoever signed up to reducing the power of councillors a number of years ago, I suppose, I don't know if they knew what they were doing, like, but it does make it difficult to actually kind of address the big issues on Dublin City Council, and that's what we need to do. Like, we've talked and we've talked and we have talked about the housing crisis, and that's all we have talked about in the last couple of years, and yet nothing has improved. So we need to go back to the drawing board and ask why. And that's why that has happened, because at the end of the day, unless you build homes. So that's the only way you're going to get people out of the homeless and housing trap, is by the building of homes. Like, so that needs to happen. There's quite a number of councillors that are would be quite happy never to build any homes and don't want them in their areas. But at the end of the day, we have to show leadership on this issue.
Yeah.
And it just can't, like, in 20 years' time, it was 10, 15 years' time, we're going to be talking about all these children that spent the early years of their lives in hotels, and there will be consequences from that. Like, and we'll wonder how we ever allowed that to happen.
Yes, it is. It's a disgrace. And you mentioned earlier about you were surprised to hear some people didn't want houses built in their area. I've come across that with residents' associations. There was one in Balmain who they were complaining because there was far too many houses, not even houses, apartment blocks, huge apartment blocks.
Yeah.
And there wasn't enough schools. They were worried about traffic and all this. And the same thing is happening up the Oscar Traynor Road here. And some people just don't want houses built all in the same place all the time. I think that's what the story was there.
But everyone, my opinion on the matter is that everyone thinks that their area is getting the bulk of housing. That's not kind of always accurate. Sometimes there is just no land available in other areas because it already has been built up. Like, if you look, there's very little parts of Glasnevin that would be available. I mean, the parts of Glasnevin that I represent that would have any green space to build on. There's just nothing there. Like, there is available land in Ballymun. There is some available land in Finglas, and obviously you mentioned Oscar Traynor Road. Like, housing is really controversial. Really controversial. And I think that's why no one has ever really tried to tackle the housing crisis. It's not definitely building housing beside existing housing is not popular. It really isn't. Like, but I think once it kind of happens, and sometimes, like, there's areas of green space that cause huge antisocial behaviour, and building housing on them has actually improved those areas. As I said, it would take a lot for me to vote against.
Yeah, I understand
any
that. Yeah.
Developments, like, it really would. So, I supported one beside where I love people looking in my window now. So,
yeah.
I think my record on that stands for itself.
Yeah, no, it is. It's a huge problem, and a lot of people are saying, why aren't councils building the houses anymore? They seem to have got away from where they're building houses, and they're giving land to builders and let you go ahead and build houses and give us a percentage of social housing.
I think there has been mistakes made in the past where they have built 100% social housing estates and they just haven't worked. I don't think any estate should be 100% of any type, like, whether it's private or social. I do think the council should have more ownership of their land, and they should be in a position where they can build social and affordable housing on a particular piece of land. The Oscar Traynor land will go out to the market, and a certain percentage of that would be social, and a certain percentage affordable, and a certain percentage private. Like, and that's, to me, is I just think I'd be in favour of that. I think it creates more sustainability long term if you have estates where there's mixed income in it, rather than having an estate with just everyone on really low incomes that are in need of social supports, or vice versa. I think, you know, and that's something that is controversial, like, because you have people kind of saying, and you can see, you know, you can understand where people are coming from as well on this. They're saying, well, why should I pay 300,000 or 400,000 euro for my house when my neighbour next door isn't paying that?
Yeah.
And look, I totally, I get that as well, but it's just, I suppose, at the end of the day, people need homes, like, so we can't shy away from that.
Okay, now, Leon, we're after running out of time, as we usually do. Is there anything you'd like to add before we go? I'd say you're very happy now to just get stuck in again and get back to work.
Yeah, I just want to thank anyone that's listening that came out and voted for me, and I look forward to working with you in the next 5 years.
Okay, Nolene, listen, I'm sure we'll be talking again. And once again,
thanks a million.
Congratulations.
Thank you,
okay, bye.